Sanchez. You're listening to Ian Gregson on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show.
guys, some pretty stonking guitar there. I think that's if Art, I think we'll remember what Art told me last week during the interview, as Jean-Luc Ponty's guitar player. I think I'm not sure, but anyway, whoever it was, I it's pretty amazing stuff from the latest album from Art Griffin's Sound Chaser. The album is called Approaching Transference. It's his third album, and it just came out in 2025. The album, the track is called The Yin and the Yang, from Collingwood, Ontario. Art lives in Ontario, which is back east. It's, you know, it's a couple of thousand kilometres away, but still Canadian content. And we played a lot of Canadian content on the show already today. We heard Steve Hackett in there, a track called Cell 151 from Highly Strung in 1982. And the bill of Quo from the classic album Quo 1974 and the album track Slow Train. Well, yeah, I hope you're doing all right out there. We're going out there. If you're listening on CGSF 90.1 FM on a Tuesday night, big hello to you. We do go out live on houseofprog.com on Fridays 12 till 2. And, so it's just a time that I randomly selected just so some of our UK listeners can tune in at a decent hour. I hope you're doing all right, wherever you are. All right, so earlier I mentioned in the show that we'll be doing a little bit of going back in time to an album that I had when I first... I think first couple of years I was in Canada, I bought this album. I liked it, but I kind of didn't get into it. And it is Jack Lancaster's and Robin Lumley's Marscape. And I just recently saw it and bought it again at my local store. And I played it last night just to kind of rip the vinyl for the show today. And yeah, it was interesting. I can see why I didn't like it back then. I mean, I didn't even like King Crimson in the early 80s. I thought they were just a little bit too much. But now I'm a bit more open-minded on these things. Anyway, this is side one, 23 minutes of it, of Marscape. It came out in, I think, 1976. If you're a big fan of Brand X... Jack Lancaster and Robin Lumley were associated with that little outfit. And of course, they put out a whole bunch of albums. And I think some of the musicians from Brand X are on this album. I'll have to get the album and just look over it again. Anyway, this is Marscape Side 1. I hope you enjoyed. I'll be back in 20 minutes or so. Have a good one. I enjoy it. It's different, this. It's very different.